Big Sloth.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into this week's show of Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Lay.
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 Laid.
On this week's show, Carter and I decided we are going to come up with our own special holiday. We know that we honored all the moms of the world this week, but guess what? What other wacky holiday can we come up with to honor something or someone else? Carter's got an idea, and we can't wait to hear it.
And you got an idea, and we can't wait to hear it either.
Also on the program, we're going to talk about our moms and how much we love them means the world to us on this week's episode of Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Lay.
Special Mother's Day Edition. Kick it.
Cha-chow! We are back. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the show. Carter and I are so glad to have you. And we had so much support over the last 2 weeks. We actually just increased the number of listeners that we've had for the show all time by 500% over the last week. So thank you so much for doing that for Carter and I. That is just plain awesome.
And we might become famous someday. So thank you for all of you listeners out there. We would like for you to have a great time while listening to this Mother's Day special. So stay tuned for when we talk about Mother's Day and what we like about it.
Okay, so that is a beautiful sentiment because there are great things about Mother's Day and our mothers that are mommies. Our mommies, right? Our mommies?
Yep, our mommies like our fresh mommy.
What does that mean? What's our fresh mommy? She does rap songs and she dances around in the streets?
What the? No!
I'm a mommy. I'm a fresh mommy. Everybody can get behind me. I'm a mommy. Yeah, yeah.
Mom is... When she listens to this episode, she's going to be like, huh?
Yeah, she's going to listen to this episode and be like, what? I wish we had audio clips of her rapping.
Yeah. How about we just take a Snoop Dogg and literally just send it to all the listeners who made our podcast closer to getting a lot of listeners and becoming famous.
I'm not worried about being famous. I just want to have fun. And I'm very grateful for the time I get to spend with you. And the fact that people are interested in what we're talking about and what we do is more important to me. So here's what we got.
Okay.
This week, we had said we wanted to talk about if we had to put together a special holiday for someone other than moms or something other than mothers, what would it be? What special holiday would you create for America, the country, the galaxy? We know that Jeffrey the astronaut would want something out in the Milky Way. So, what would you put together and why? I can go first.
No, I'll go first.
Okay.
You don't mind. I am doing this for the sake of Dave Pikeley. I love his books from Dogman, and I'm going to do it. And this is a holiday for Dave Pikeley. Blissmas.
Blissmas.
In Captain Underpants, there's this short movie that they always do once a holiday, and the Christmas one was Mega Blissmas.
Okay. What's so mega about Blissmas?
Blissmas actually included the buff Santa.
Is he shirtless and flex a lot?
Not shirtless, but he has a short sleeve shirt instead of a long sleeve, so he can show his big muscles.
I have a short sleeve shirt like that. Did you ever see me in it?
No.
And that's because I don't have a short sleeve shirt like that because I don't have muscles. Want to know a funny story?
What?
I bought a tank top like that when we lived in New York. And I had gotten a little chubby, and I didn't know it.
And so you couldn't wear it.
I put it on one time, and I went like this. Oh, boy, Tracy. And your mom went, well, you spent $3 on it. Let's never put that on again. And she helped me peel it off and throw it in the trash.
What happened?
Peeled it off and threw it in the trash.
It got stuck on you?
No, she took it off me because it was tight and threw it in the trash.
If it was tight, who cares?
No, it didn't look good.
Oh.
Didn't look good at all.
And it doesn't look good.
I look like a lumpy bag of leaves.
It is a big lump of bags of leaves.
Yeah, pretty bad one, too. All right, so Dave Pilkey,
Pikely, not Pilkey.
Is it Pikely?
It's Pikely.
Is it Pikely, though? I thought it was Pilkey. I mean, we got the Dave part right, but that's because we knew he worked at Pizza Hut, and they screwed that thing up where they left the E off his name as a kid. So he just ran with that spelling.
Because he actually liked it.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, me too.
I gotta be honest with you, someone left a W out of my name and they spelt it Sean without a W and it's just S-H-A-N. Shan Smith would not be real happy.
Yeah, you were like, can I change my name to Shan Smith?
No, I wouldn't.
I thought you did that, but probably not.
Okay, so tell me more about Mega Blissmas.
Mega Blissmas was the cartoon where they went back in time to when Christmas was first created by Santa.
Okay, so how far back in time is that? Like a couple hundred years or like a weekend? Was that like one weekend?
My gosh, they live in a world where a kid named Melvin has a time machine that helps them go back to make Mega Blissmas.
Ah, so like 1974.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a good year. I was born in 1978.
Whoa.
Yep. Mega Blissmas.
So 1978?
Did they give each other presents like they do now? Or did they just give each other sleeveless shirts?
No, Santa would be giving himself presents.
Is that what... Wait, he gives himself presents?
Yeah, in the movie it was very unfair.
No, that's not very kind at all.
Yeah, but I'll make it so he also gives... And plus he did a demolition derby.
Well, that sounds cool.
With all these giant robots fighting them.
Do you remember the demolition derby at the fair?
Oh, yeah, I did not like that.
Yeah, you wouldn't. What was that all about? So, just as kind of a backstory, guys, we went to, like, the county fair.
And I saw a demolition derby.
There was a demolition derby that was about to go on, and, like, the very front. And we were like, oh, my gosh, the kids might love that. Let's buy tickets, and we'll go in and watch the people hit the cars. And Carter was not okay with it. And why?
Because I admire things a lot. Because I admire how they look and how they were made. Because sometimes it takes a very long time to make stuff. It can take a very long time to make a car, a truck, an 18-wheeler.
Okay, so you just didn't want to see something that craftsmanship had gone into be destroyed.
Yeah.
It's noble.
Because I don't want to see very delicate things be crushed by people on purpose. It's not supposed to happen.
Well, it wasn't supposed to happen, but at the county fair, all bets are off.
Yeah.
And that's where it happens. But there's so much fun. I always wanted to drive in a demolition derby.
But then you would probably get H-U-R-T.
I probably would get H-U-R-T. You know why? Because I'm an S-P-A-Z.
Spat?
Spaz.
Yeah, and plus, if you didn't know what I was saying, listeners, I said hurt.
No, I hope, well, and I said spaz, which means klutz.
Oh, you're a big klutz.
Yep.
Your tummy is big klutz.
No, that is not what that means. Klutz means klutzy. Like, I get hurt easily. I trip. I fall a lot.
Yeah, you're like, do-do-do-do-do. Ooh.
Has nothing to do with my tummy.
But I won't insult you.
No.
And plus, Mom insulted me.
When?
Earlier. Remember when she said that I'm sus?
Well, okay. Backstory. Hold on. You broke out sus. Can you use it? Say it again. So, Mom,
I
was on the phone with the Chinese food place
for
food, and we're waiting on hold, and you said, I don't like that music.
No, I said, the music sounds sus.
So, yeah, you said it sounded sus.
Because it did not sound like a Chinese song. It sounded like
something else.
Yeah.
Okay, well, guess what? It was something else. It was Quit Playing Games With My Heart by the Backstreet Boys.
Wait, seriously?
No.
That a real song?
Yes, that is the real song.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
But then now I would be wasting half of our time on the Pidcast.
Pidcast?
Yeah, Pidcast.
We'll call it the Kidcast.
Kidcast.
All right, so
the new Kidcast potato salad marmalade.
So what other ideas do you have? Holidays that we could celebrate? I got one. We could have a day to celebrate Captain America. We could call it Captain Americanade. And on every Captain American aid, we could all donate Captain American apparel and our time to feed the homeless. What do you think? That way, every time you see someone with a Captain American Shield t-shirt, you would know they were a hero.
Okay, pretty much I am wearing a Captain America Shield shirt right now.
Yep, that's where the idea just came from.
From me.
Yep. Just came to me.
One of the main stars in the podcast, but
there's only two of us. We have friends that come to the show sometimes and hang out with us, but it's...
Yeah, like Christopher.
Yep, Christopher Pickles. Haven't seen him in a while.
He is a very delicate pickle that I like.
He's been busy.
Yeah.
We'll let him be.
Yeah. Probably just scaring off...
Scaring all the chickens.
No, scaring all the people with this fake tiger toy. Probably.
Yeah.
I gave him that. Since he did want to be a tiger so he could get his revenge on the people who ate pickles. And I don't like having to talk about it because Christopher might be listening right now, but...
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Even if he is, you know, hey, what's up, Chris Pickles? Saying hey, in case you're listening, we're thinking of you. Hope you're having fun. We'll try and get you on soon. Maybe we can hang out. We'll have some dip and guacamole. There's no pickles in guacamole, is there, Carter?
There are no pickles in guacamole.
Yeah, some guacamole, some chips and dip. Don't say hot dogs and relish though, because there are pickles in relish.
Oh.
It's delicious.
And plus, I've never tried relish.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what we'll do? We'll grill up some hot dogs next week, and I'll get some relish, and we'll have some yellow mustard with it. Yellow mustard.
But remember, Christopher Pickles lives with me.
Oh.
So now.
That's a good point. Maybe we can do it elsewhere. You know what we'll do? We'll go to an Orioles game once the world is a little bit back to normal, and we'll have one there. I'll have one with onions and yellow mustard, and you can have one with relish.
Maybe.
It's delicious.
I'll try relish. Wait, what is relish anyways?
It is, well, let's look. I'm going to look at the exact ingredients in relish, because it is pickles, but...
Stop mentioning that. He might get angry at us.
Let's look at relish.
And don't say pickles in a food.
It is. Pickle is a vegetable fruit preserved in salt or vinegar. So anything can be pickled. Relish is vegetables, fruits preserved using either sugar, vinegar, or a combination of the two. So it's sweeter. So like, you know how you have a pickle and it's got that salty taste?
I keep telling you to shush because he's probably listening right now. So you gotta be careful because he might get mad at us.
What if he doesn't?
Then we're good.
What if we're best?
Okay.
What if we're the ones with the hairy chest?
Okay, don't say saying from the old times. Stay don't.
The old days. Yes, the old days.
The old days went like... In the show, the whole idea about Blissmas is there were no rules, and it was straight up just this celebrating Santa.
Okay.
And giving him presents.
So what if we had a holiday like that for Carter, and we called it Carter's birthday? Why don't we celebrate you like that? On your birthday,
okay,
every...
instead of Blissmas, that will do.
Instead of Blissmas, we'll have a birthday.
Yeah, and I will get tons of presents. Wait, when will the day be?
We'll do it on December 27th.
But that's my actual birthday.
Correct. We'll just have an even larger celebration of you. Christmas will come. Hanukkah will come. And we'll do 8 days, 8 crazy Come nights, on. Hanukkah. And then we'll do Christmas. And then we'll do Carter's birthday. And on Carter's birthday, we'll have ponies.
Ponies.
We'll have a tent with circus. How does that sound?
Fine with me.
I did like Rainbow Dash. You could have a pony with a rainbow mane. Doesn't mean you have to have a My Little Pony thing going on. You can just have a pretty horse, right?
Okay, pretty horses.
You have a cool horse, I'll ride it. I'm scared of horses. I'll get on, though.
What? You seriously scared of horses?
Yes.
For real?
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah. I got bit by one.
I am sorry.
Yep, I got bit by one a little bit, like a little chomp on the arm when I was at the track when I was like 13 or 14. Because at the track, it doesn't normally happen. Horses
Were
usually...
you bleeding?
No, it just hurt really bad.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just like, ah! I was like, get away from me! Because I was like too close and being an idiot kid. So it was very scary more than anything else.
Yeah, I can understand that. If a horse ever tries to bite me, I will literally just jump as far away as I can before it does it.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Self-defense?
That's solid advice.
So I will try my best to have a cool birthday and a cool, nice birthday where everybody gives me presents and gives me cards saying, I love you, you're the best. Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, it actually hurt. Yeah,
that was mine.
That was yours. Was pretty good. Proud of you.
I tried my best.
I don't think I could be any more proud of you. And you know what?
What?
With that being said, so let's take it to commercial break here with my best buddy Carter on potato
salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
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 Hey, this is Chris.
And this is Joe from the Curioso Podcast.
And we give our stamp of Curioso approval to the podcast that you're listening to right now.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, yay.
And guess what? It's time to talk about our mommies.
And Mother's Day.
And guess what?
And how we love it.
And how we love it. It's an opportunity every year to just kind of put a pin in the calendar and be like, hey, ladies in our lives, let us show you how much you mean to us. So what do we like to do, Carter?
We like to
say, hey, stay in bed, let us get you coffee.
Yeah.
This morning, Carter went like this. Hey, what you doing? Stay in bed. Let me get you coffee. Mommy's like, I already got coffee. And Carter goes, let me get you another. Because one thing I need you to do is be caffeinated, because we're going to have a fun day. And the reason she needed more coffee was because we got our Pfizer shot, the second shot.
Oh,
on
yep.
Friday, and we are exhausted.
We live in Maryland, and they got the Pfizer shot.
Yep.
And there are pretty much side effects that make you sleepy.
Yep.
In Pfizer.
Yep. This second shot, I am tired. My armpit hurts in my left arm today. But you know what? All things considered, I didn't get really sick. No symptoms, all things considered. I'm pretty good. I'm healthy. And I'm hoping to be able to hug my mom. And that's what this segment is all about. Because of the pandemic, I have not seen my mom in person in a year and a half. Since the last time she was here in December of 2019 here in our home. And this shot is going to make it so that we're able to see my nephew, my sister's son, for the first time.
Yeah.
Which is going to be cool.
And plus, we are going to a wedding in New York.
We're going to be able to go to a wedding.
And it's Patrick and
Kira.
Patrick and Kira. And they are on my mom's side of the family. So pretty much we're going to have a great time. And while Mother's Day lasts, I will hug and kiss my mom a lot.
Yep. The most important thing about Mother's Day as a whole is to take a little bit of time to really reflect on the woman that has done so much for you while you can. If you're fortunate enough to have a mom that's still alive, or a grandmother or an aunt, someone that raised you, you get a chance to just thank them for the sacrifices that they made for you. And
like giving their money to you.
Mm-hmm. Money to you, but most importantly, love, Carter. Love is
what every parent would give out and what every kid would give out to their parents and their kids. The parents would give out love to their kids. The kids would give out love to their parents.
Yep.
And that's the way the cycle of love works.
So tell me your favorite thing about your mom. I got the thing from school and it said what you like to do with your mom. You like to hug. So you love to hug your mom? Hugging mommy feels good? It's one of your favorite things to do?
Because I like spreading kindness for my family.
What is your favorite thing about your mom?
That she is one of my favorite persons in the world.
I love her laugh. Mommy has this kind of laugh that's very high. It's like, ha, 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 like a very, I can't even do it.
Not like that. It's like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, and it's so sweet. And you just know that, oh, she's here. She's in the room. You know, like, oh my gosh, my wife is here. I love her so much.
Yeah, and I love her so much. I'll give her 20 hugs if I have to.
We'll make sure when we go see her later, we give her 20 hugs. What would you say would be, if you could get your mom any one present this year, what would you get her?
I would get her a
You already got her those. You got her those beautiful flowers with the yellow roses.
$1 million diamond.
Wow.
That is literally just this big.
Wow, that's crazy. That's like
Wait,
the size.
This wide and this big.
Okay, just so everyone knows, he just made a huge diamond the size of a candy dish. And maybe worth more than $1 million. Gotta be honest with you, but maybe worth 20.
$20 million?
That's a pretty big diamond, but who cares? It's worth it.
Yeah.
Now ask me. Ask me.
What would you give her for Mother's Day?
For Mother's Day? I want to get your mom a really sweet necklace. With a picture of her kids inside, a picture of you and Savvy together.
Oh yeah, that picture with me and Savvy snuggling together. Wait, that one that's sitting on the wall downstairs.
Yep. Now, what about Nanny? I'm going to talk about my mom. Ready?
Oh yeah.
Nanny is one of my favorite people in the world. One of my favorite. Not a minute goes by where I don't think of my mom and smile because she makes me laugh so much. She's my friend. As you get older, your relationship with your parents changes. It's not just mommy anymore. It becomes mom and she's my friend. And I love her very much. And I know how much she likes things like cards as nice reminders. So we make sure that we get them for her and put them in her mailbox so that she can have them because they mean so much.
Dad?
What?
I'd like to ask you one thing. Who is my great-grandmother?
I don't know. I mean, Grandma Gramp would be your great-grandmother? Your great-great-grandparents would be Grandma Gramp. Carson's and Mary Stone.
Oh, yeah. Carson Stone, I was named.
That's great-great.
Yeah. Yeah, I might have been named Carson, but my name is Carter.
Yep, that's why you're Carter.
I am the son of a red-haired man named Sean.
Yep, Carter Flynn.
Smith.
Yep, and with that little bit of history, Bart, let's dig into the Patreon where, listen, if people didn't know, right now we have a patron-exclusive song. In episode 23, Carter did a freestyle song by the Balloon Boys called
Memories.
That song was remixed and is now a dance hit that you can get right on our Patreon for $3 a month. Check it out. The Balloon Boys, Memories. All the information coming up right now after the jump here on Potato Salad Marmalade.
Hey everyone, it's Sean here from Potato Salad Marmalade. Wanted to reach out and talk to you a little bit about something Carter and I are super stoked to be doing, and that's Patreon. We actually have a Patreon page now after the request of several of our friends. And guess what? We're putting in some of the coolest, freshest, and neatest content that you'll ever see. Get behind-the-scenes content, exclusive PSM swag, be able to make fan requests, pledge general support, and even get Potato Patron shout-out. Head over to patreon.com/potato salad marmalade for more information. For as little as $5 a month, you can hook us up, help us buff out this studio with some sweet neon lights, and help Carter get his Ferrari.
Again, that's patreon.com/potato salad marmalade. Hope to see you there. Thanks, guys.
And we're back. What did we learn this week, Dad?
Well, I learned that you think that a diamond the size of a candy dish would only cost $1 million. So I am not giving you the money when it's time to buy a Ferrari, because you're going to buy something way more expensive. Wait, what did you learn?
I learned that Mother's Day is the best day for mothers every day.
You know, Carter, I can't help but agree with you there. And most importantly, you know what I know? We don't say goodnight. We say ba 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 burrito.